Saudara pendengar, pasar properti Australia diperkirakan akan mendingin tahun depan, dengan pertumbuhan harga secara moderat terjadi di seluruh negara. Ini berarti kesempatan bagi para investor di berbagai negara bagian, meskipun tingkat suku bunga pinjaman akan naik. Mencari daerah-daerah strategis properti pada tahun 2017. Berikut ini rangkuman selengkapnya. Anna Neves dan Daniel Pellegrini menyewa di daerah pusat kota Sydney di mana tempat tinggal mereka dekat dengan tempat kerja. Namun, mereka berharap untuk membeli properti pertama mereka bersama pada tahun baru.
We're looking to get married next year, so we've just kind of been sussing out the dream home, working backwards if you like. Well, that's from my perspective. Looking at where we want to look, you know, buy property in terms of areas and what the dream home would look like.
Untuk mendapatkan rumah impian mereka, pasangan ini mencari properti pertama untuk investasi.
Looking for a land and house package because the real value is in the land and that's what is going to get the capital growth that we're going to need in order to build the equity to then eventually either sell that house or leverage against that property, that investment property, to buy our own owner-occupied property.
Andrew Wilson, seorang ekonom industri bidang real estate dari Domain, mengatakan kabar baik bagi para investor seperti Daniel dan Anna yang mencoba memasuki pasar karena tahun depan pertumbuhan harga properti akan moderat.
I think the days of double-figure house price growth are now behind us, even for those strong markets of Sydney and Melbourne. I think 4 or 5% growth in the top-performing markets.
Domain memperkirakan harga-harga rumah akan berkembang secara moderat, dengan Melbourne dan Canberra menduduki peringkat teratas dalam daftar sampai 5%. Pasar properti di Sydney dan Brisbane diperkirakan akan naik 4%, Adelaide 3%, Hobart 2%, dan Darwin 1%. Sementara Perth diperkirakan tidak mengalami perubahan selama setahun. Harga-harga untuk unit akan bervariasi sementara rumah-rumah baru tersedia. Nilai lemah diperkirakan bagi apartemen di Darwin, Perth, dan Brisbane. Andrew Wilson melihat nilai di pasar daerah di New South Wales dengan ekonomi yang lebih sehat melindungi kenaikan harga.
But I do think regional markets are looking particularly good. In New South Wales, we're seeing Wollongong, Newcastle, Ballina, very strong regional markets at the moment, strong prices growth, and I think it's that affordability advantages that those markets still have some proximity into Sydney, whether directly or by air. And I think that they represent very good value markets.
Peneliti pasar properti dari EPG Properties, Peter Esho, mengatakan daya beli merupakan kunci.
I think the $500,000 to $1 million price point is probably the most attractive. It's a price point where there's natural demand from first-time investors. It's a price point where there are still government incentives around stamp duty, first home buyers grants, and it's a price point where low interest rates really target.
Ia menambahkan penemuannya, harga properti yang sulit dipahami merupakan tantangan.
Penrith is an area that's quickly emerging, quickly changing. It's out west, it's on the train line, it benefits from the WestConnex expansion and the potential for Sydney's second airport. That's very, very exciting. In other areas, you really have to venture interstate.
Esso mengatakan, lingkungan tingkat suku bunga yang berubah akan mempengaruhi beberapa bagian dari pasar.
I think anything above the $1 million price point will struggle. Anything from $1 million to $2 million or $1 million to $2.5 million will really be impacted by the bank's changing rate policy, particularly towards investors.
Para pemberi pinjaman telah mengubah standar variabel suku bunga bagi pinjaman properti bagi investasi tanpa menunggu petunjuk dari bank sentral. Andrew Wilson dari Domain mengatakan hal ini kemungkinan akan berlanjut sampai tahun depan.
And banks will continue to try to safeguard or manage their bottom line. They have a responsibility to shareholders by pushing up interest rates for mortgages and perhaps against what I believe is still a likelihood of lower official rates next year.
Ini akan mengurangi panasnya pasar yang diharapkan dapat membantu para investor seperti Anna Neves dan Daniel Pellegrini.
It's not a worry. It's not unexpected, to be honest. To sort of soften the investment side of things, I think it's probably good for prices and a good opportunities for future buyers like ourselves.
Dan diharapkan akan membantu mereka mendapatkan rumah impian mereka.